It's the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools, back with another edition of not only the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, but specifically about focusing on National Principals Month. And Dr. Eller, you have a special guest in studio today to honor on the air. Who is this?
Yes, I have Mrs. Jody Shaw, who is the principal of Pinecrest Elementary. And I know our listeners enjoyed the interview last week with Mr. Rivers, mm-hmm. and how I convinced Mr. Rivers to come to the high school.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Shaw has a quite similar story. When I first met her, she was a Title I teacher at Pinecrest Elementary School.
Yeah.
And her work ethic, her leadership just stood out so much, spoke volumes of her character. And I went to her that very first year and I said, Michelle, I really need you to be an administrator. I really need you to go back and get your admin. And she said, no, I'm good. I like my classroom. I'm good.
She's got a big smile on her face right now. She's like, this is a true story.
Yeah. And I came back again and maybe a few more times.
She did.
I love it. And here we are.
And I convinced her to be the assistant principal there at Pinecrest for the first couple of years. And then I approached her again and said, I really need you to be principal. And she said, oh, no, I'm good.
How did you get to this point? That's what I want to know. What did it take? What was the tipping point for you to say, you know what, I'm just going to get into those shoes?
She's very convincing, Dr. Yeah. Eller.
I know she is. That's very true. Yeah.
She just talked a lot about how much the kids in the school mm-hmm. needed someone who was familiar with what we have going on at Pinecrest and yeah. wasn't starting over. Mm-hmm. And so.
And we needed the stability.
Sure.
And, you know, Ms. Shaw had been there from the onset. Of course, she's another non-traditional educator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she'll tell you her story
yeah.
there. But I just felt it was extremely important for that school to have her leadership, but also to have that stability that Ms. Shaw brings. And she's done a phenomenal job in every
absolutely.
Role she's had. She's done a phenomenal job.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, I've known you, you know, I've known Bart for a long time. And so, super excited about this new venture for you. Tell us about your backstory. How did you get here? The personal story of Jody.
Okay, so I actually grew up in Sylacauga. I graduated from Sylacauga High School in 99, a long time ago, and I went to the University of Alabama, got a degree in business, marketing more specifically. I worked at a community bank doing the marketing in Georgia for a while, and when we moved back to Sylacauga after we had kids, I started working at First Methodist Daycare and worked there for a few years while I went back to school and got my fifth year degree in education. So then I taught fourth grade and fifth grade at Pinecrest for 3 years each. Then I moved into the Title I reading position, did that for a few years, then assistant principal, and then just started principal this year.
It's definitely an unconventional path. I mean, you know, Mr. Rivers kind of had a similar story, as you mentioned there just
yes.
a little while ago. So what has been one of the most rewarding aspects of your job that you have encountered over this course of time since you've been in education?
The kids, for sure. That's the reason I do the job, any job in the school. The smiles and the hugs and the interaction with them every day is the highlight. It's what keeps us coming back. I think any teacher would probably tell you that.
Yes.
Has there been one or two people in your lifetime that have been key influences for you in your field of education?
Absolutely. My parents have always been a big influence. They've always encouraged me to do what I loved and something that made me happy. And so when we moved back from Georgia, from the Atlanta area, and realized there aren't a lot of marketing jobs in Sylacauga, I started looking at other options, and Mom encouraged me then to go into education. She said, that's just who you are. You're a helper. You're an educator. And so definitely them. My sister, she's a teacher at Indian Valley. She's actually the reading coach, and just watching her go through the journey of being in education certainly inspired me.
This, you know, has to be something that's gratifying for you, Dr. Eller, as a leader and the head of the school system, to be able to say, not only with Mr. Rivers, but also Dr. Bruno and now Ms. Shaw, to be able to say you've kind of handpicked and put them in the places that you need the best power, the best resources to be spent. What does this mean for you to see this growth?
Well, you know, those administrators in those buildings, they make those buildings. Mm-hmm. You know, we're only as good as the people that we have working every day in those trenches. And so it was important to me to have the right people leading each of those buildings and leading those teachers in those buildings and taking care of our students that are there. And I think you hear the same message in all three, that we're all here for students. Mm-hmm. And we all are committed to students. And to me, that makes the difference in what we do each and every day, because as long as we're doing what's best for students, we can't go wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're spot on. Jody, back to you. So you are, this is your first year.
Yes.
So you're just a few months in. What has been, I mean, what is this, October? It's almost November. So just 2.5, 3 months. What has been your biggest challenge and your biggest win that you've had?
I'll start with the biggest win that we've had. We had a fall festival last week, I believe it was, for our students and parents, and we had almost 500 people come. We've never had an event of that size at Pinecrest.
That's great.
And so it was great. I felt like the whole community was there. We had siblings and students and parents. All of our staff helped. So it was bigger than we ever imagined it would be. And so
That's awesome. It was great.
It was
to
a great
see.
Event.
Congratulations.
Just lots of joy and lots of fun and games and prizes and all of that. I would say the biggest challenge is just trying to figure out how to balance it all. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you're certainly needed a lot more as the principal than in the other roles that I've held. And so just trying to manage the time of what I have to get done, but then what other people need. I try to be a helper. I try not to let there be a job that I'm not willing to do. And so that certainly takes up a lot of the time, but we're making it work. Have a great team at Pinecrest.
I don't think people realize that, you know, once you get in my role and once you get in a principal role, those roles are 24/7.
Yeah.
You're never not the principal.
You're always on.
And you're never not the superintendent.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't matter what else you have going on.
Right.
You know, everyone feels that that's a priority.
Absolutely.
And, you know, she's got a lot going on. She's got a senior this year. And
I know. I was just going to say, you've got a senior who's also playing volleyball, and volleyball is going to be going to regionals here tomorrow. And, that's exciting. I mean, you know, you're a product of the school system. You work in the school system. You have kids in the school system. That's got to mean something.
Absolutely. It's awesome to see. I have a senior and a junior. Mm-hmm. So it's awesome to see them getting to do some of the same things that have, you know, traditions that have hung around since I was in school at Sylacauga. Yeah. And they're so involved in everything from my son runs cross country, and they both are going to play soccer this year. Actually, my daughter just tried out for
That's
the
awesome.
Soccer team. And then with volleyball, that has been so amazing to watch those girls. Yeah. There are 8 seniors. They've played together for years, 6 years, some of them. And it's hard to think that it's all going to be coming to an end soon, but it's been really amazing to watch.
I know. That's something so special for sure. Jody Shaw, really appreciate you being here and highlighting you, Dr. Eller, being able to highlight her and her accomplishments at Pinecrest. It's been fantastic. Switching gears for a second, I have to ask about this and congratulate you on the Woman of the Year award. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is huge.
Yes.
This was done at the Connect Her Women's Conference last Friday, the Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce. Tell us about this and the award that you now have.
So I had no idea. Apparently there were 13 women that were nominated. I was one of the 13. I had already made plans to attend the conference. You know, we try to support anything and everything the chamber does. And so I also serve on the board of the chamber. So, you know, that just reiterates to me the need for involvement in their events. And so we had purchased a table. We had committed to have so many of our women leaders from our school system there. And I kept getting texts like, "You're coming Friday, right?" Yes. And I thought maybe I was supposed to sign up to work something at the event. Because, you know, as board members, we're all required to work things. And I thought, maybe I signed up to work and I wonder what I said I was going to do. And, you know, I tend to be a little busy, so sometimes I can't overcommit myself. And so I knew something was up. I didn't know quite what. And so got in there and they wait till the end of the program to, you know, give the distinguished award. And so We had made it all the way through the program, and, you know, I'm not used to sitting a lot, so I had gotten up a couple of times and chit-chatted along the way. If you know me, you know I don't know a stranger, and so I had chit-chatted along the way, and apparently they had to stall a little bit because I was not in the room. And so Caitlin McTeer did a great job apparently of stalling until I could get back in, and apparently my secretary here was getting bombarded with messages like, where'd she go? Where'd she go? And so needless to say, I was just completely humbled, completely honored to get that. And I've never won anything personally. So
what a wonderful
I've won many awards for school systems.
Sure.
I've won many awards for programs. I've never won an award personally. So I was taken back a little bit. I didn't quite know how to respond to that, but it was just an amazing experience, and I'm so appreciative. You know, I'm a transplant in Sylacauga. Of course, I did not grow up here, and this is my fourth year serving as superintendent, and I just can't express the support that I've received from the community just from the onset. I've always felt that, you know, I belonged. I never felt like an outsider. And so it was just amazing, like I said, to receive that award. And, you know, I think it meant even more that afterwards I found out it was a parent that nominated me.
That's awesome.
And that just, to me, spoke volumes that, you know, you've got a parent with children in the system that felt the need to honor the superintendent.
What a wonderful, wonderful award. And I know that that means so much to you. I can see it in your eyes. Yes. I feel like you're emotional about it. I know. I mean, that is, that I can't think of a more deserving woman to have that award. And congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
Absolutely. So that is something that we will be
To lighten the mood.
Yeah.
Mr. Osborne told me it was an award he would never win.
Okay. That's good to know that he clarified that to make sure that you knew that. That's great. I'm glad. Well, there's no competition from Mr. Osborne for
Correct.
Sure.
Correct.
That's good.
Gotta love my CSFO.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we are going to we're looking forward to next week as we conclude our Midweek Minute series on the National Principles Month.
We'll have Mr. Barron with us next week.
Mr. Barron, so looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun for sure. Again, my thanks to Ms. Jody Shaw, principal at Pinecrest Elementary. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Miss Woman of the Year.
Yes.
Dr. Michelle Eller.
Don't forget Friday night.
Yes.
Legion Stadium.
Big,
we're playing Elmore County High School.
Yeah, that's
7 p.m.
That's a big one for you,
yes,
for
it
sure.
Is.
Yeah, yeah.
We gotta Aggies.
Go Aggies. We need to make sure you know. Aggies. Yeah, it's go Aggies for sure. All right. Dr. Eller, Ms. Shaw, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you.